actually, we have nothing to celebrate about concerning May Day in Zimbabwe, because this is supposed to be the day when we commemorate the efforts of workers to earn a living and to make some money. But at the moment, there are no jobs to talk about.
When we look at youth in the country, what are they doing to maintain a livelihood if they are unable to find jobs?
Well, I think at the moment, people are being sustained by any odd job that comes around. You've got people selling airtime. You've got people, we've seen the resurfacing of the informal money exchange on the road. This is what people are surviving on. We've got people who are doing buying and selling on the streets. You have people selling commodities on the streets. So it's really people who are just there to look for anything that can be bought or be sold, and you make money out of it.
What of those youth who are currently in school or graduate from school? What are they doing?
Well, the unfortunate part is one has to be innovative. You now need to develop an entrepreneurship spirit and think up of any business that can get yourself employed. So you find that a number of school graduates, if at all they get a job, it's not in line with what they might have been trained for. And those who are fortunate enough start their small little business. Some become consultants, but making very little out of it.
What would you say needs to be done to fix such a problem? Of course, we know many are calling for the opening of job space.
I think, Tatenda, we can talk of the opening of job space, but you cannot open any job space if you do not have any investors coming in to create the new jobs, to create the new companies. So I think first and foremost, there's need to boost investor confidence. There's also need to ensure that we have direct foreign investment coming into Zimbabwe.